Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. And to some, there is very little difference between this and a moment ago. The man simply sits in the chair. Same voice. And there would be those who would say it's easy. All he has to do is sit in the chair, pretend. And hundreds will show up. What a deal. And this is the way it looks. And the difference is there are those who will know that the energy is different. For those that are starting to shift into a reality that is slightly different than the one you were born in, there is a remembrance. There is a remembrance that inside you, you have discernment. Spiritual discernment that will say, this aligns with the God in me. This is a message that is real. I feel it. At this moment, there is no scientific instrument that you can put before this stage that will then measure whether or not this is a message from the other side of the veil or the man is pretending. Let me ask you, should there be? And if there was, what would it be like to once again take the discernment out of the hands of the human soul and put it in a box? And so that particular measuring device will not show up anytime soon. Instead, dear ones, use the antennas that are starting to be raised in almost every human in the room by choice that would discern that which is appropriate, divine, part of the shift and has the flavor of home. Don't you think you should be able to tell when the phone call from home is real or pretend? And this one is real. The energy in your DNA, which is God, which represents the higher self, that which some of you call the soul energy, is specifically unique to humans. This is what you were given. And that part of your DNA that was seed given and planted over 100,000 years ago. It differentiates you from any mammal on the planet. It interrupts the evolutionary scheme. It is counterintuitive to what science says you must have come from. It represents the reason for 23 chromosomes instead of the even pairs of 24. It explains the fusing of two. And now you have it. 80% of the globe is convinced of the afterlife. That's more than wishful thinking. That is instinct. You know that when you die, it's not over. And that has spawned all of the religions on the planet. In short, humans know that this is temporary. And so for those who've decided to raise that antenna for just a moment, you're starting to understand that this could be what it says it is. The energy from the other side of the veil that comes into this place, appropriate by invitation, it begs to answer the question, who came to see whom? For in this room last night, the entourage started to gather, knowing the potentials of who would sit in the chair today and the problems and the puzzles that they would bring in, perhaps where they'd even sit. So that for a day we could sit with you and be with you, to help you clear your mind of the things in three dimensions, perhaps to bring you to a state where you might even believe more than you do now because you sit in this energy. We know who you are. Some say you're children of God. That is not so. Brothers and sisters, equal. You're part of the test of the planet. We know who you are, for we said goodbye to you at the wind of birth. We say hello to you when you come back. And we've done it so many times, old soul. Most of the audience in the room are old souls. That's who comes. Those are the ones who are interested enough where the antennas are starting to go up and they're feeling this particular shift, which they expected. And here you are. And you want to know the messages of the day. I'm going to give you one in just a couple of hours. I want to finally explain fully an expression that I gave you over a decade ago. When I said in the end times, which would be the end of old times, you'll have something called the Bridge of Swords. And now you have it. I'll explain it. It's not frightening. It's not scary. It's beautiful. That's going to be in just a few hours. So in these next moments, I have an invitation. For those who have come who still wonder if this is real. You carry around a bubble of reality, that is to say, what you allow to be real in your life. And each one of you has this. And the bubbles, they're different sizes, depending upon that dimensionality that you've decided to accept. If the bubble is one of logic only, it is restricted to that which is in four dimensions, and therefore it is not available for things that would be multidimensional. And yet everything around you is. How do you explain love and compassion? And you'll say, well, that's just human emotion. Where is the meter to measure it? These are things you have to feel. One to another, is there a feel that's transmitting? Have you ever sat next to a person in the theater and you wanted to move? What's going on there? Is there a meter to measure that, dear one? Am I getting out of your bubble? Are there things that go bump in the night, perhaps, that you don't want to look at because they might just be beyond that which is logical and the intellect will not let you see it? Or is there more to that? Maybe it's not as frightening as you think. Could there be life in water and in fire and in dirt and in rock that goes beyond your definition of life? Could there be consciousness in physics? All of these things that I've listed are multidimensional realities which your bubble will not let you see. So here's the invitation, just for the next few hours. What would it hurt to expand the bubble, to look at some things that might be there and always were? But you don't have explanations for them yet. Does it mean they don't exist because you cannot explain them, dear one? Or might you have the wisdom for just a little while to look beyond the bubble, beyond your reasoning power, perhaps even to accept the possibility that some of these things might be real? And at the end of the day, you can adjust your bubble to where it was before or not. And when you leave this place, no matter what you believe, the same number of angels will walk out with you, who walk out with the channeler. But that is the love of God. And that's the way it works. You are not in judgment for what happens today. You're here to be healed, your feet to be washed, to be soothed, the puzzle solved, to have an overlay of greater wisdom than you came in with. That's why you're here. That's what we see. And that one's up to you. That one's up to you.